More people are now questioning whether the space program is worth the risks. Next week, a full report on the Columbia disaster is expected. That space shuttle disintegrated over Texas as it returned to Earth last February. Filmmaker Rushmore DeNoyer has written a film for the History Channel about NASA mission control during NASA's early years. He says it's made him rethink the value of sending people into space.
In working on this documentary film, I've had the privilege to get to know former flight director Gene Kranz and some of the engineers who worked in mission control during the 1960s. Because they succeeded, it's easy to forget how new and unknown everything was that they were trying to do, and how risky it was. They were young. For many, it was their first job after college. They had to make momentous decisions in seconds. When Apollo 11 was descending to the moon for the first time, the onboard computer was overloaded, threatening to freeze up. Controller Steve Bales had to decide whether the computer could continue. He was 25. Gene Kranz had to decide if Bales was right. Millions of dollars and people's lives were hanging in the balance.
If we ever aborted a lunar descent, it would have been the most complicated maneuver we've done in human spaceflight.
Time is running out. Bales makes his choice.
I said, flight, we're go. I almost shouted it.
We're going, that line. Go!
Right.
The Apollo team did make mistakes. In January 1967, three astronauts died in a terrible fire during a ground test. NASA was moving too fast, making bad decisions, taking too many risks. And yet, less than 2 years later, they flew the redesigned spacecraft all the way around the moon on Apollo 8. 7 months after that, when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon for the first time, they had one engine that had to work, or they'd be stranded there forever. How risky was that? The more I learn about the Apollo program, the more remarkable it seems. The whole grand endeavor of going to the moon, from first conception to ultimate success, took little more than 10 years. If America tried to do that today, I'm sure we could solve the technical problems, but would we be willing to take the risks? Looking at all NASA accomplished in the 60s, I wonder if it was a unique group of talented people that made it possible. Or was it a unique set of circumstances that let those people do more than even they thought they were capable of? In my own life, I don't take as many chances as I used to. I've got more to lose. But you also lose when you play it safe. People seem to want guarantees. My coffee cup warns me the contents may be hot. NASA's not asking my advice, but if they were, I'd tell them, keep going. Be accountable for mistakes, insist on excellence, but don't stop sending people to space. Do all you can to reduce the risk, but never minimize it or hide it. It's the willingness to take risks for a good cause that makes what you do noble. If it were easy and safe, it wouldn't mean as much.
Rushmore DeNoyer is a documentary filmmaker. He wrote the script for Failure is Not an Option, The Untold Story of Mission Control. It airs this Sunday on the History Channel.